If you've just joined us, you're watching Consider This. I'm Melissa Idris. With me is Sharad Kutan. We're speaking to Azmi Sharum, Deputy Chairman for the Election Commission. Azmi, I want to shift the conversation away from the Chini by-election to the possibility of snap polls. Now, talk of the possibility of snap polls seems to be gaining momentum in recent weeks. How prepared are we to hold a general election at this point in time?
The Election Commission is prepared. We've been prepared ever since the political situation became a little bit unpredictable when there was a switch in government. Since that time, we've been on alert that a snap election could be held. So we are prepared. We are preparing. So we hope that if it does happen, we will be able to do our duty.
Azmi, when we talked earlier about the SOPs that have been designed and clearly being tweaked as we go along for the Chini by-election, will the same SOPs apply now on a larger scale? Now it is going national. Will the same SOPs apply, or will there have to be regional variations, district variations? How are you guys thinking about SOPs for a general election?
The SOP will depend on the situation at the time. I mean, even, to be frank with you, even the SOP for Chini could change. You know, if next week there's a sudden spike of COVID cases in Chini, everything will change. So if there's a general election, we don't know what the situation is going to be like. And so it's difficult for me to say with certainty what the SOP is going to be. However, if there is a COVID issue still ongoing and there's still control that has to be taken, then Chini will be a test case for us to see how we can, what we can do. My sense is that it will probably be the same thing. So, for example, social distancing at the polling center, we might even extend the polling time, so that people are more spread out when they go to vote and they don't all come together. I mean, one of the things we're trying in Chini, for example, is that when you get your voter's card, and every voter gets their voter's card, we suggest a time for you to vote. So, for example, we suggest that, say, you're voting national, that you can go between the hours of 12 to 2. You don't have to follow it, but it's something that we strongly recommend. So, it will be a testing ground. Chini will be a testing ground in case that we need to have these little measures during a general election.
Azmi, are you looking at the conduct of elections in other parts of the world under the current pandemic context? We know that countries have gone, Taiwan's gone through the polls. Are you looking at their best practices?
With regards to how you try to limit contact, etc. you will find that, generally speaking, the same rules will apply in different places, and particularly at the polling center itself. It's going to take a long time because everybody's going to get their temperature taken. Everybody's got to disinfect their hands. We're providing plastic gloves for people to wear so that when they touch the pen, they don't get infected.
Okay.
So it's something which I think. It's pretty thorough. The measures which have been taken are pretty thorough.
Can Malaysia afford to adopt those measures, Azmi?
We have no choice. There's got to find the money somewhere. Of course, it's going to be more expensive, but if we're going to have elections, which we must, and if we want to keep our people safe, which we must, then yes, it's going to cost money, and it's something that the Treasury will just have to help us with.
Okay. So, amidst all this talk about the possible snap elections, I want to ask you about the electoral roll, because in the last general elections, the inconsistencies in the electoral roll were very well documented. I think voters with the same name, same birthday, same address, voters that appear as both ordinary voter and postal voter. Has the process to clean up the electoral roll begun for the Election Commission?
Oh, yes. It's been ongoing for the past year. So now, for example, we have a system of red flags. So if there's a large number of people registered at the same address, we will go and check it out. People over a certain age, we also go and investigate to see whether they're actually still alive, because sometimes the deaths are not reported. So we've been, the work of the electoral roll has been ongoing for ever since the present challenge is over.
Azmi, you know, one of the perennial concerns has been the a level playing field for all entrants into the competition. And the media has been, in many ways, complicit in the unevenness of the of that field. Has the EC a solution about evening the playing field for all incumbents, especially in a time when the contest will be much more fragmented and there'll be many more new entrants?
Yes, we are actually currently working on guidelines as to media for the media, giving the necessary airtime and space for all political parties. It is part of our reform plan where we have a committee and it is looking at this. But of course, we need to engage with everybody. So it's not ready yet,
right.
But it is something which is of concern to us. We constantly remind you guys, please be fair, not just private agencies like Astro, but also the government ones, particularly the government ones, they should be fair. And but at the moment, our job right now, what we do right now is just to encourage and remind and plead that, that access is given to everybody.
Sorry, can I just clarify something, Azmi? Because the Parliamentary Special Select Committee on Election had previously proposed or suggested that the Chini by-election candidates should be given space to carry out campaigns on TV and radio. Is that what you're saying that the EC is considering? Is that the proposal that you're talking about?
Yeah, we're considering a lot of... we're considering, yes, methods and ways with which access to the media can be more fair. But like I said, it's still a work in process, in progress. It's something that we hope to at least put forward to everybody involved, all the stakeholders, and then after that, hopefully give out a guideline. But again, we can't really force anyone to do anything. It's something that we trust that those in power in this country are concerned about democracy and fairness.
Azmi, for this proposal, do you think that the trade-off, that this could perhaps benefit those parties with brand recognition, more established parties, as opposed to, say, independents, who, how would they make the connection with, the symbol on the ballot paper?
That's probably something that we can't really do very much about. I mean, there have been cases of independents who have been successful because, in their locality, in their area, they're very, very well-known people. But, of course, the bigger parties, more established parties, will always have that kind of upper hand.
Okay, we're going to take another quick break, but after this, you're going to talk about the reform of the electoral system with the Election Commission. Stay tuned to consider this.